Well, aloha kakou. This is Kalkini Norm with a little special edition of Ngā Mele o Hawaii Then and Now. We're going to, just in a few seconds, we're going to give Cyril Pahinui a call. He's over in Oahu, and we've made arrangements to have a nice little conversation with Uncle Cyril and see what he's been up to, see what he's going to be doing over the next few weeks. I know that includes some visits here to Northern California and the Santa Cruz Felton area in particular. So let's try to see if we can get Uncle Cyril on the phone. Let's heat this puppy up. Aloha, Uncle Cyril. This is Kalkini Norm from KAPULP.
Hi, Norm.
How are you doing?
I'm Mike Kai. aloha, everybody up there.
Well, I understand you had to get held up a little bit in the Oahu traffic situation.
Oh, yeah, right? So, I mean, it's from town to Waikele. It's, oh, boy, it's like 6 lane back bumper to bumper almost.
Oh, my God. You mean there's traffic in paradise, huh?
Yeah, and we were on the way home from town. We went to Oahu. That's Hawaiian Affairs kind of thing. They helped us in my dad's event, you know, in Waimanalo that we had. So they was one of our sponsors, and we have to give them the thank you letters and the posters and yeah, well, anyway, I'm so glad to be home to get out of that traffic. And I was like, oh, no, please. So I said, no ways. So I just so happened to have your number on my cell, and I just dialed it, and I kind of rescheduled this interview.
Well, we were glad to reschedule it for you.
Well,
and
thank you.
And you know, you brought up the event that you just had about 10 days ago.
August 9th.
August the 9th. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. Boy, that must have been something.
Oh, Norm, you know, 20 years ago, when my dad passed away, at the time, our mayor, Frank Fossey, he was the mayor of Honolulu. He dedicated this pavilion in Waimanalo Beach Park. It's a big pavilion. And he dedicated it to my dad, and there's a plaque in the pavilion. So after the dedication, you know, that day, you know, we were thinking about doing a concert, you know. So when we found out that he was going to dedicate the pavilion to my dad, we did a concert, and that was over 20 years ago. And today, to do a concert like that, the event, wow, you need all kind of things you need, especially from this is the city and county park. So we have to get the permit, and we have to need all this. We have to have HPD, fire department kind of thing, and just to have this event going, and security and all that. But we needed sponsors, and, you know, I told my wife, her name is Shell, and I told her, you know, I took her one day at this pavilion, and then I showed her the plaque, and she said, well, what's this for? This was for my dad. And, you know, just so the conversation said, I wonder if I could do this concert again. It's been so long. I know it takes a lot of work, a lot of paperwork, but we did go through everything. And,
when did you have that idea?
We started this in January.
Wow.
So, like I say, it took, you know, you have to go to one department to another, and, you know.
It's not like the old days when you could just have a
kind of
in the backyard, huh?
Yeah. But, Norm, we had a big turnout. I say we were quite a few thousand people came there.
Well, you know, let me read for our listeners, you know, some of the people that were at the event. Willie Kay was there.
Yeah.
Diana Aki was there. Yeah. Brother Noland was there.
Brother Nolan.
George Kuo, Aaron Mahi, Kuipo Kumakahi, Palani Vaughn, and Jerry Santos,
Hoku
Zutemeister, Barry Kimikeo.
Yeah.
This is and the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, we had almost pretty close to 80 to 200 entertainers, you know.
Wow.
But the group was over 20-something groups. And, we didn't have enough time to let everyone to play because I think maybe three or four groups, they couldn't be, they were there, but they had good fun just being with, you know, friends like that. But they wasn't disappointed, but they had to have a different engagement to go to. But they approached me and they said, sir, put us on for next year, you know.
Well, that was my next question. Is there going to be a second annual event?
Well, I tell you, Norm, we had a family meeting, and you know, it's just like, because this is my wife and I started this whole thing up again, and I like to turn this down to the, you know, the new generation in the family, the Ohana. That would be my, you know, like my two daughters, all the first cousins, the firstborn of my brothers and sisters, and if they can form one organization as a Pahinoy Foundation or Pahinoy organization or something, a committee. And I kind of passed the torch to my nephew, Gabby, you know, his namesake, Gabby Pahinui, you know, that was perfect for this event.
Whose son is he?
That's my brother's Martin.
Martin's son,
yeah.
Oh, I see.
Son,
okay.
His name is Gabby Pahinui, uh-huh. So, you know, for me, it would be kind of, that would be perfect for to him to be the director for this event.
Well, I hope they pick up the torch and carry it on.
We had the meeting, and they agreed to do it, but like I just said, this is the first time, but I will guide them, you know, be a coordinator kind of thing. But, you know, I like them to learn, because if I'm not around, if, you know, who's going to do it, see, kind of thing. So I think, you know, my wife and I would definitely give them 110%.
I know you will.
Talk to what to do.
Yeah,
yeah, Norm was. Hopefully they can do it next year.
Mm-hmm. I know people back here are already talking about scheduling their vacations.
People all over this island, people I talk to every day, and I said, are you going to do it again?
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned them, it's going to be turned over to my ohana, my family, you know, as far as the ones that to be the next ones to take over.
Yeah,
they need the experience, but...
let's hope that they do.
If they don't do it, I will continue this thing, you know.
Uh-huh. Good. I know you have some plans to come here to Northern California. You've got some concert dates. I know in August 23rd you have a concert at Redwood City at the Little Fox.
Don
Quixote's. Here in Felton September 25th.
There's one in Mill Valley.
Mm-hmm. On the 17th. One in Napa.
I think we get one in Napa Valley, Napa.
Yeah, that's on the 20th of September.
Yeah.
So are you going to be, you're going to be here on August the 23rd, and then September 17th, and then...
Because we get one Ehula Mall. This way, Ehula Mall? September.
Yeah. Are you going to be flying back and forth for all of those? Or are you
I think once I'm there, I think maybe once, the first one, I think we go in and come back, Ehula Mall.
Uh huh.
And then we come back on the 1st September. And then the New Valley, Napa Valley, then I'm going to be up there for, and we'll come back.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to look forward to seeing you here in Felton on September 25th at Don Quixote's.
Don Quixote, my. You know, because my producer for Dancing Cat, George Winston, you know, I've been with them for forever and ever. But George and I, we're good friends, you know, and he helped me in my work, in my music career too. And Santa Cruz, that's my home, just like by. My hangout, you know.
Well, there certainly is a lot of people here that love it when you come into town. They love to see you, Cyril. They really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've got your latest CD in my hand.
Right. Well, that Hey Ya, it was up for the Nahokus, and also it was up for the Grammys, and was nominated in the Grammys. And I tell you, Norm, what a feeling just to be nominated, you know. I wish I could win it, but, you know.
Well, you actually
it's a win already for me, you know, just to be acknowledged and to be there with at that peak, you know.
Well, you did win a Grammy this year.
Oh yeah, with the compilation.
Yeah.
This year, last year, another year.
Yeah, you're a three-time Grammy winner. That's amazing.
They say I'm a three-time Grammy winner. Well, I like to say that, but I'm just a musician. It's a producer's Grammy, see? But no, yeah, you know, I wish I could have one of those the phonograph thing, you know, the trophy thing. You know, I took pictures.
Uh-huh.
I picked the roll of thing, but, you know, it was, and that is an honor to win the Grammys.
Yeah, and
it's a compilation album. But we did accomplish all that thing, and, you know.
Yeah.
And today, you know, I'm trying to do workshops now, you know, Norm.
Uh-huh.
Teach kids like that, college. Grown ups, you know.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you a little bit about, you know, the times you spent back in Waimanalo, you know, the early years, if we have some time. And I want to ask you maybe about Peter Moon. I know that one of the people that you had at the Waimanalo Festival just this last or 9 days ago was Peter Moon Jr. That was Peter Moon's son.
I'm going back to 1967. I started to play with this group called Meet Palani Vaughn and the Sunday Manoa.
Mm-hmm.
It was Palani, Peter Moon, myself, and Albert Kalima, and my brother Blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a teenager. I was 17 years old. And I've been playing with Peter ever since until we kind of left the group Peter Moon Band. But not knowing that Peter had a son, you know. And right now, Peter's, he had a stroke. And it's not that good.
Well.
But I did visit Peter, and, you know, I told Peter, if he can hear me or feel me, I will help out his boy.
Yeah, how's his son doing? Yeah. Is his son progressing very well as a musician?
Oh, excellent, Norm, excellent. You know, he's attending to St. Louis High School. You know, he's 83 years in Hawaii, speaking Hawaiian language. And also, he play, you know, when he plays his uke, I hear Peter. I hear his dad.
Well, I'm very anxious to start hearing him because I think that Peter Moon is one of the unsung heroes of Hawaiian music.
You know,
I really do.
You know, it's too bad that dad is, you know, like I said, that's my good friend. But, he's one of the best ukulele player.
Yeah.
Even Schlecky guitar player.
Yep.
It's unreal.
Yeah. Well, are you planning on in the liner notes to the CD Heia, it says that you're going to be planning another CD with Dancing Cat Records. Are you?
I tell you, I did like 183 songs with Dancing Cat.
Wow.
I mean, they got enough material to do maybe about 10 CDs, but my obligation with them is another CD.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you think?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. So do you think? Do you think that'll be coming out pretty soon?
All depends. Now, you know, this. When George Winston ready to put out the other one, he would call me up and he says, "Sir, you know, he'd like to put it out." But I did 183 songs. I mean, that's a lot of songs.
Yeah, so all the work has already been done. It's just
already been done. But, you know, one thing I like it, and one thing I don't like it is just like, you know, when you're in elementary school, you go to intermediate, you know, but, you know, it's been so long already, you know. My style of playing is the same style, but it's different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As years go by, I get mature and more in my playing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some of the songs that I really have to listen to it again, you know, because it's been so long.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. But you know, all the songs that I did record with Dancing Cat, that's all hard work. You know, it's from the heart. You know,
mm-hmm.
just
mm-hmm.
You know, doing the best I can, and mm-hmm. you know. I did accomplish a lot of things. I was amazed that I recorded all their songs in their time, in a short period of time, you know.
How long did it take you to put down 183 songs?
I did 6 and 12, Death of the Nahokos. 6 and 12, Night Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Between 6 and 12, Night Moon, that's when I found out, could be, within two years.
Yeah. Now
I have to fly to San Francisco and then record up in San Francisco, and then we changed. It was not every day we recorded.
Oh, I see. So it was over a period of
months or something.
I see. Well, that's still quite a lot of work.
I recorded like over 20 songs one night or two, within a week like that.
Now you play both 6-string guitar and 12-string guitar.
Yes.
Pardon me for asking. I know I'm going to ask a dumb question because I'm not a not a musician. But can you play slack key on a 12-string guitar? Is it considered?
One thing about the 12, there's another set of 6 strings on it.
Sure.
It tunes. You have the octave note. See. But you can play slack key. It doesn't matter how many strings you got on.
I guess it all depends on the tuning, right?
Yeah, so it all depends on the tuning.
Uh-huh.
Norm, let me share you about slack key.
Sure, go ahead.
Back here in Hawaii, us local boys, we call it slack key or kihu alu, and it was a name of a tune, it was an open C. It's an open tuning note, your guitar is tuned to a note, tuned to a C, G, F, E, A, D. But, when people say, if you can play slack key, I can play slack key, and what kind of songs you can play in the tuning. You can play rock and roll, blues, jazz, and slack key don't have to be an instrumental song. Slack key is a tune that you can sing and play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how you play it. It's like you can play it like a folk guitar kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing about our tunings, we're tuned like we have a tuning called Tarot Patch. It's a G tuning. The G tuning that is so famous, they has a name for it, Tarot Patch. But what we call Kiwala, but I know it's a tuning, it's a G tuning. My tunings in all my CDs, I tune mine to an open D and open C and G tuning. I don't call it. I can call it slack key or Kiwala, but I call it now. I know. The real definition of our tuning is an open tuning, a tuning to a note. We call it slack key because we were brought up to call it kiwalo or slack key.
There used to be a time when all of these tunings were kept secret and people didn't.
In different islands, like Leeward Ka'apana, his uncle Fred Punahou, he had his own tunings, and that was sacred. I guess when he finished tuning. After the performance, I'm pretty sure you just slap all these strings out to flat, And just like my dad, I used to wait until he come home from work like that. I like to check his guitar, what tuning does he, Everything is just totally flat. There's no way I can get used to it. So, my father said, the only way you're going to get our tuning, son, is eyes and ears. You look and you watch and you listen. And that was our teaching, Norm.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have workshop. All my my music, I didn't take no music in school.
Wow.
Everything was back home and watching. And then when my father was performing like that, my mom told me, Daddy, take the boy with you. And I'm a young kid. I'm going and watching my dad, Arthur Eisen, and Sonny Chin, they're performing, And that was my teaching, just watching. And then when I get a chance to play a guitar, I start finding the tuning, the note, And today, that's why, my father gave me his steel guitar. his bar and all his picks for it.
Yeah.
And the last word came out, he said, "Son, you can have my steel and all my picks, but stick to your guitar," to my regular guitar. So I played the steel guitar on Peter Moon's band.
Did you really? Yeah. Oh, wow.
I played with Robert and Rolling Casimiro's group. I played the steel guitar, and after that, I put the steel guitar in the closet.
You know, it's
been in the closet for about 15 years already.
Your dad really was a very, very good steel guitar player.
Oh,
also.
No, he was the greatest, I think.
Yeah, that was his first instrument, wasn't it?
Yep, that was his instrument.
Yeah.
He was a steel guitar player. Same thing like Otto Isaac. Otto was a steel guitar player, too. But my father, he was good, you know. Versatile. He was good in any string instrument. And also he had a voice, a falsetto voice. He had a voice that, you know, he had one of a kind.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you a story. The reason that I got so involved in Hawaiian music was because I heard your dad sing Hi'ilawe.
Yeah.
Back in
that song Hi'ilawe?
Yeah.
You know, Dad played this song, and this is trade song.
Of course, yeah.
You know, Norm, I took this song all over the world. I took this song to France, Switzerland, Germany, Belgium, Japan, Canada. I played with Carnegie Hall twice.
Wow.
I played in Nashville with Uncle Chet Atkins, his convention for 7 years. And all over the West Coast, all over the East Coast. I finally went to this place called Hi'ilawe this year.
Really?
All my life. Yep. And, it was. It's unreal.
It was something special,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and that's what got me hooked on Hawaiian music.
Yeah.
Was I can actually remember the place where I was when I first heard Hi'ilawe. I was on Maui. I was in Kihei. I was driving, along the main road there in Kihei, and I heard Hi'ilawe on KPOI, the Hawaiian radio station on Maui, and. It just got me hooked, and I started collecting every Gabby Pahinui album I could get my hands on back in the early 80s.
My wife, she does this workshop, and just so happened, I was part of the instructor for this workshop in Pahala, and I met this guy Jim King, and this guy, he lives in the Waipio Valley, where Hi'ilawe is, and it was him and his son was at this workshop. But anyway, when we were eating poi and lau lau kind of thing, I said, "Oh, Jim, where did this come from?" "Oh, come from the valley, Waipio Valley. Where is it? That's where Hi'ilawe is there." And he told me, "Yes, sir." And I said, "Jim, you know, I've never been there." And he told me, "One day I'll invite you to the valley." And that day, he invited me to the valley, and then my wife and I, he picked us up at Waipio at the lookout, and then he drove us down, went down this steep hill, and we went about a quarter mile, almost, in the valley, and he played my dad's cassette tape, that he loved his song, you know, all right, he loved that pop singing, "Oh my God," after he told me, "Zero." I said, "What's up, Jim?" "Threw your window down and look out, stick your head outside." I did that. I seen Hi'ilawe waterfall.
Wow.
And I started to cry.
I bet.
I had chicken skin. And then, we went up to this holly. One of his friends, one of his good friends that they're taking care of all these tarot patches like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? Louis. And I seen all these kids, a bunch of them, and they were working in the taro patch and harvesting and cleaning and everything. And then I was like, "Gee, where all this water coming from?" And I looked straight up the mauka, I look at on the mountain, and I said, "You know, this water coming from Hi'ilawe."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I said, "You know what?" Inside me, I said, "I'm going to what can I do? So I told the guy, hey, who's that Kumu Hula? Kumu, the teacher for these kids. Because it was on lunch break after that. So I walked downstairs. Who, baby? Her name was Lani Isaacs. I said, oh, baby, you guys know he love you. I said, oh, yeah, uncle, we know he love you. You guys can dance, he love you.
Wow.
But there was a halal. There was a hula class.
Wow.
And I said, oh, baby, you can do that for uncle, yeah. And also I told her the kumo. And also you can do kamakani ki ali, aloha. So, yeah, uncle, we can do that. So we made like a mini concert. But had the parents, the kids' parents, and everybody. So, and then, you know, for me, after when I finished doing these two songs, I couldn't tell you why. So we did see love all the kids. They did a wonderful job. And then the teacher, the kumu, she danced, kamakani, and then he did a wonderful job. She said, oh, uncle, I never did this song a long time, but I forget. Now, you just do how you feel, you know, what she did. Just like now, she never make a mistake. Everything
mm-hmm.
was there.
Mm-hmm.
So when they got you doing the performance, then I told my star, you know why? Actually, if you guys know he in love you, and maybe you guys can dance a song. And she said, no, uncle, why? Because when I look at you guys working in the taro patch fields, and all that water going into you guys' water patch, you know, your taro patch, and I'm looking, they're coming from he love it. So, you know, all the girls, the kids, you know, they didn't think about that at the time, see.
Yeah.
You know, but they're looking at, yeah, that's right, you know, kind of thing, you know. So, after that, I mean, you know, there was, and I said, that's why Uncle wanted you guys to dance he love it. Because that water, I hope that water always continue flowing to you guys' taro patch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after that, then I told Jim, the guy, Brother Jim, I said, you know, we make on, you know, just like on luau, a party, and we invite all the people that lives in the valley, we make on paina, and, you know, just like on luau. And so that's what we had, and then, you know, that night, I slept like a baby. You know, usually, you know, how I start, you go to different places, you know, you feel like people watching you, you know.
Yeah.
At nighttime, like I said, your hair stand up. You get a feeling, you know, but, and then in the morning, I got up like about 5 o'clock in the morning. I grabbed my guitar, I started playing at night. I mean, that morning, it was too dark, but you can hear everything, you know, mm-hmm. you can hear, I mean. We played. I played until then. We seen a flock of birds was flying. It was unreal
mm-hmm.
to see that. Oh boy, I tell you. But no, that was my whole story about he love it.
Well,
when I do the song today, I think about that story. I don't think about the songwriter. I don't think about my father. I used to always think, talk about my dad. And when I do the song he loved, I always say this song comes from my dad, from me to you guys, and you know, to all of you guys.
Uh-huh.
You know, so.
Well, that's a wonderful story, Cyril. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Yeah. And like you say, today, you know, for me, my brother Blind, my brother Martin, you know, we trying to continue the legacy of my dad.
What was it like playing music with having the three brothers up on stage at the same time?
Oh,
How often does that happen?
Music together, but it's been so long.
Oh,
you know?
Really? Yeah.
Then we all on stage with the families. You know, yeah. We never had that much kids. Now today we grandparents. Uh-huh. See, you know, it's a lot of difference from you know, but you know, we have to continue. You know. And play with my brothers, and for me, it's always I feel proud that I can be, we're performing together. But you know, and you know, but now you know, and plus my nephews, and they're getting involved. My niece, you know, in music. So and we got and Peter Moon with us, Peter Boy, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
that's why I had to do this event for my wife and I.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my wife that. This going, you know, continue because it's been too long.
Yeah.
You know, things were set aside. You know, I don't know why, but I had to make that move, and my wife would help me out to make this thing, fulfill. And you know, it was a success for me. There's all kind of we should have done this and buy one case. You know. sort of food like that. But no, we had everything down, padding, you know.
Yeah, that's always going to happen. There's always going to be ways to get better and to change things and all that kind of stuff.
But this is a learning experience for all of us. Yeah. Even for me, I thought it would never, you know, it would be hard, but it can be done. But, you know, now we know what people to contact,
uh-huh.
what people that we need, yeah. how we can do it, you know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
you know, after from visiting all these important people, then after that going to be manpower, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The manpower was the family. Okay, all you guys going to be designated one area and you take care of that. But, you know, it's still yet a first time for all my family, all my kids.
Yeah.
They never did this kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, we're all going to look forward to it again. And,
I mean, everybody telling me, well, the word is the word that I got from my family. Yeah, they want to do it again.
Great.
Yeah, so.
Great.
About to get now to August.
Well, Uncle Cyril, it's been very nice talking to you.
Hey, Norm, when I see you done, walk up to me, okay?
I definitely will. We'll look forward to seeing you in September 25th here at Don Quixote's. I'll definitely give you a hug.
Hey, you know this guy, Roger Barnes?
Oh, yeah, I know Roger, yes.
Yeah, it's my good buddy, you know. Before, I remember he used to have a bar called 99 Bottles of Beer.
Yeah.
Way back, and then he get his own place.
Yeah, he does. He has a very successful
something. But also, he have a class, ukulele class. Seminars there.
Well, that I didn't. Oh yeah, his restaurant is Bocce Cellar.
Cellar.
And the Ukulele Club of Santa Cruz meets there once every month.
The
third Thursday.
Players.
Oh yeah, I think it's the biggest ukulele club in the United States. And it's a great. You've got to come over sometime. The third Thursday of every month, you got to make a point of being there. I'll tell Roger that you were asking.
Yeah, when you see Roger, just tell him
I'll do that.
I forgot his phone number, but he says, "Do you have his number?"
I don't, but I can get it for you, and I'll give you a call later on.
Okay, you just can leave it on my. If I not. Can you do that for me?
Sure. Yeah, I'll tell him you were asking for him, and I'm sure he'll give me his phone number so I can give it up to you. I'll give him your.
He probably got mine, but you know, Roger being so busy, you know, and his brother.
Yeah, Brownie.
The two guys. I scared go to the restaurant or bar because. I don't leave, you know. <It's>, one will be one, another drink. Oh, boy.
It's hard to leave. It really is.
Yeah. So, Roger, you know, Roger, I got to make some peach stop. Just stop, say hello, goodbye, you know. But what a man. What a homie.
All right. I'll tell him you were asking for him.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Nar.
Thank you.
Take care. And thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, well, thank you.
Sharing, talking to you, and you can talk to the people.
Okay. We all look forward to you visiting in Santa Cruz.
Okay.
Thank you, Uncle Cyril.
Okay. You take care. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Wow.
How special was that? needless to say, I thoroughly enjoyed talking to Cyril Pahinui, and I hope everybody else out there enjoyed listening to our conversation. This has been Kalkini Norm with a special edition of Nomeleo Hawaii Then and Now. You are listening to KAPULP 104.7 FM, Watsonville, California. Ahui ho.